Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hello, and welcome to the Cinema Siblings. I'm Mitchell.
I'm Haley.
We are brother and sister who try and go see all the movies, but seeing as we live normal lives and have jobs and stuff, we can't go see them all, but we see most of them, and then we talk about them.
We talk about them a lot.
So I hope that's what you're here to hear, because we're going to talk about movies and enjoy it.
That was so long-winded, Mitchell.
You're long-winded. This is staying in the podcast, by the way. Okay, so anything new and exciting in the movies this week?
Yeah. The sequel to Kingsman started filming and released their first pictures today. Did you not see that movie?
I still haven't seen it.
It's so good. You should be excited about that. It's so good. Everyone's apparently losing their mind over the main actor who plays Eggsy wearing a red velvet suit, apparently.
You mean Eddie the Eagle?
Yes, Eddie the Eagle. Aaron, I can't remember his name.
He's just Eddie the Eagle.
That's his most, what's the word I'm looking for?
Prominent.
Prominent role of everything famous. Done. Famous.
Eddie the Eagle's the best.
I mean, Eddie the Eagle was good. You didn't see Kingsman, though.
I don't think I need to.
No, you do.
Eddie the Eagle.
No, you do.
Eddie the Eagle was the best.
Kingsman was kind of fantastic.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it.
Oh, you should. I had Mom watch it, and even Mom thought it was good.
Yeah.
Apparently that's not important enough.
We'll see it.
What movie news do you have, Mitchell?
Well, I have more of a comment than anything, is that you know what they should not come out with any more of?
What?
Trailers for Thor. Because the trailer they released was basically perfect.
It was perfect. It wasn't basically perfect. It was perfect. It was everything I wanted out of a trailer. Everything that I wanted Marvel to give me with Thor. It's going to be so amazing. I love Thor so much. It's the old, well, not the only good thing, obviously. They still got Captain America and Bucky, but Thor is like number one in the series of movies.
And Spider-Man and the Hulk.
No. I mean, the Hulk's gonna be in Thor, obviously, but no. Everything.
And all the other superheroes they have.
No.
You know, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Not important.
That'll probably also be awesome.
Not important compared to my fucking 80s themed fantasy apocalypse, okay?
They said it was more of a space road trip buddy comedy.
I don't care. Oh my gosh. It's so exciting. The font that they have for this movie makes me more excited than like anything Marvel has done since like the Winter Soldier.
A crazy 80s font. Haley's sick, everyone.
We need a cough button.
Cough button.
We need to be that official to have a cough button.
Get me a soundboard and you can have a cough button.
Well, I don't know how much soundboards are, but I think they're out of our budget.
A little bit. But they definitely upped Thor's bro-ness a lot.
Oh my god.
It's kind of awesome.
It's amazing. It's everything you want Thor to be.
We're co-workers.
Just screaming. I love it. It's exactly like his little shorts that he did. Because they were filming in Australia, and they're just roommates, and I just want them to be roommates.
Haley just wants to see the regular-ass Thor show.
I want to see the regular-ass Avengers show. I mean, who doesn't want just the Avengers living together?
Haley wants Avengers Big Brother.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's such a good idea! And they have a little, like, intro booth where they can go and tell their secrets to the camera.
It's called the confession booth.
Whatever it's called.
Intro booth.
Whatever! But I just want everyone to be like, oh my gosh, Captain America takes so long in the bathroom. He's hogged it for the last half hour. What is he doing in there?
Thor got angry again, which made Hulk angry.
And now there's two holes in our ceiling. Tony keeps, he's just pissed the entire time because all he has to do is shell out money to fix up the fucking house because he's Tony Stark and he's like, I hate everyone here, but I can't leave.
That is basically what happened in the Avengers comics. Is everybody and before Avengers Disassemble, everybody lived in a house he owned.
Yes, no, I know that. Like, because it was the
and then it was
banner.
Literally destroyed after they were like, fuck everyone.
And Tony didn't want to shell out that money to fix it?
He didn't fix it for a while. It was a smoking hole in the ground for a little bit. I vaguely remember there being a panel with Jarvis standing outside of it for some reason.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Anyway, that would make a bomb-ass movie. I would sit in a theater for like 4 hours just watching the Avengers interact as normal human beings. And having dogs. Everyone needs a dog.
What if they didn't have dogs?
Therapy dogs. Everyone needs a therapy dog.
Does Hawkeye have a dog?
In the comics, he has a dog. He has a dog. Lucky.
In the movie, when you see his family and everyone's like, you have a family?
I don't think so. I don't think I remember seeing a farm dog. I feel like that would be a fact I would remember.
Probably.
But he has a butt ton of children. Why does he need children? Hawkeye is the worst freaking character adapted from the comics, honestly. He is! He's so bad. They literally took the fact that they're like, well, this guy can shoot arrows. That's all we need. That's all we need from him. Take that, put him into somebody else. This is fine. It sucks.
I've never read too much Hawkeye stuff.
He's like this depressed, snarky guy who can't hear at all, and he just shoots everyone up filled with arrows, and then he goes home and lays on his couch with his dog and eats cold pizza. Like, that's his personality in the comic, and it's fantastic.
And then he marries some lady who I forget who she is. Yeah, that's her name. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say someone from DC.
No, not Black Canary.
Yeah, that's
it. That's who Green Arrow marries. His equivalent, essentially.
They both shoot arrows. They both marry bird ladies.
This is true.
They're basically the same person.
I guess, sort of.
Except Hawkeye doesn't have a sidekick.
Money. Oh, sidekick. Well, no, he does. He has Hawkeye. He has girl Hawkeye. Yeah. What's her name?
She was part of the Young Avengers at some point.
She was, yes. And now, I think she's actually gonna leave the Hawkeye comic now, or something like that.
Okay.
Oh no.
There's too many comics.
There is.
Alright, well, besides the Avengers, what I'm excited about is for frickin' Free Fire to finally come out.
When is that coming out? Does it have a date?
Sometime this month, I'm pretty sure.
Sometime this month, quote unquote. Even though they've been advertising it and said it would come out back in January?
Shut up. It's coming out this month.
Are you sure?
I feel it in my bones.
Where are your notes on this? Where's your cold hard facts?
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my bones.
Those are the only facts I need, Haley.
Your bone facts? We'll see. I mean, it'll be fantastic if it does, seeing as that movie looks awesome as hell.
It looks great.
Literally just shoot them up.
And then Colossus comes out soon. Do you know anything about that?
What is Colossus?
Indie movie with Anne Hathaway.
I feel like I've seen something for it, but I don't know what it's about.
I haven't watched anything for it, but it sounds kind of cool, where basically Anne Hathaway controls a giant monster attacking the city inadvertently.
I mean, that sounds pretty boss.
I mean, like, she doesn't realize she controls it until it's attacking the city.
I want, like, evil villain queen Anne Hathaway controlling a monster attacking cities.
It is basically the opposite of that.
I want 2 hours of evil Anne Hathaway just fucking destroying everything.
That is not what happens.
And then not being stopped.
And then there's this weird cannibal movie coming out called Raw that you probably haven't heard of.
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Are we all gonna Raw?
Yeah.
Are we gonna see all these movies?
Well, I mean, if they come out where we are.
That's true. Yeah, I guess. We have a lot of theaters, so they come out. Most of them come out in our area somewhere.
At some point.
It's just the timing.
Pretty much.
Cannibal movie. What type of cannibal movie?
Like
horror cannibal movie?
More like thriller cannibal movie.
Okay, it's not one of the ones that, like, oh, I can't remember his name. Like the Green Inferno that came out a couple years ago where it's literally,
I never saw it.
All it is just fucking gore porn, and it's like, we're gonna just show as much special effects blood as we can.
That's everybody's favorite kind of porn.
Oh my god. Gore porn.
But no, it's like this chick goes to a vet school and they pour blood on her and she gets mad cow disease or something. Oh, shit.
Okay, that's a little different.
Something like that.
I'm down for that.
And I don't think it's in English, but okay. That's okay.
That doesn't have stopped us yet.
But it looks interesting.
Okay, sounds good.
But that's everything I can think of.
That's all I can think of in movie news.
What movies did we see this week?
We saw Life on Friday.
Which I keep forgetting about.
Yes. We saw Going in Style on Saturday. And then we saw The Zookeeper's Wife on Sunday.
Yes. And I keep thinking, like, when people ask me what movies I saw, because at work, now they're like, what movies did you see this weekend? And I keep forgetting about Life, but I keep thinking, like, well, if I forget about it, it must not be that good of a movie.
No, Life was pretty good.
But it was a good movie.
Yes.
I enjoyed Life.
Okay, so if you don't know, Life is literally people in space station find an alien in a piece of Mars dirt, and then said alien grows, and then alien attacks them all, like aliens do. Who is not surprised by this?
It's very similar to Alien.
To Alien. Except, no. It's pretty much Alien, except...
less not violent?
I don't even know about less violent, but less dark, I want to say. Like, not even, like, thematically dark, visually dark, because Alien was pretty visually dark.
Well, I mean... it's not like space is bright. Life. The answer to life. The universe and everything.
It was not that movie. That was like the opposite of Life. It was like we talked about last week where we were like, oh, I wish there was a movie that just ended poorly.
That's what it was.
That movie ended poorly.
It did not end very well for Earth.
No, it did not show the aftermath, but it was definitely a The Earth is Fucked movie.
Sorry, spoilers.
Well, we'll put a spoiler warning. Mitchell will record one at the beginning of this to put there.
Or will I?
You should, because otherwise I'm sure people will get irritated.
I should just put... in every episode.
Spoiler warning.
Parentheses, possible spoilers.
Well, it's a movie podcast. If they haven't seen the movie, they probably shouldn't be listening to this. Or if they don't want to see the movie, whichever. I was just obviously it's advertising and how you get people to go to the movies. But Ryan Reynolds was in that movie for what, 20 minutes?
It was more like half an hour.
Half an hour, but he was like top billing actor.
Maybe half an hour.
He was on like every poster and all these interviews.
The top three actors.
Yeah, but then
the only three actors on the poster.
I know. It's so funny how people are like, we have this person in this movie. Come see it. He's not going to die immediately.
I'm pretty sure they did not say that.
They did not.
But he had a pretty brutal death scene.
Holy shit! It was horrible. That movie got real dark with them death scenes, man.
Got, like, all liquefied inside.
It's crazy. Just sort of spewing up blood, and then blood's all floating around because it's space. That'd be terrible if there was just clouds of blood floating around, and you had to, like, go through it, and all of a sudden you're covered in blood, and there's more blood all dripping around you and everything, and you have to push away the blood film, like, waterfall of blood, and it doesn't just clear
away. Oh, it wouldn't fall.
Space.
So it's just blood. It's
just
not
a sheet of blood.
It's not a blood fall. And there's no way it would be able to form into a sheet because there's no gravity.
It just floats around. Lots of blood floats around. Big old mass of blood. That's all I'm saying, Mitchell. Blobs of blood. Big old blobs of blood.
I wonder if it coagulates.
Clearly, we need to do some experiments in space.
Does blood coagulate in space?
Question marks. This is the sort of stuff that you...
when it's outside your body, not inside your body.
But this is the sort of questions that gets, like, children in elementary school, their projects sent to space. Like, people are like, I'm going to put my hamster in this and then put him in space. Yeah, the freaking space station totally wants that up there. So they bring him up. See, we need to be elementary school students again, Mitchell. And we need to say... does blood coagulate outside of the body in space? Question mark. Send up somebody and their whole purpose is to cut them and then see. And be like, yep, it does or doesn't. That's it. That's the end of the experiment. Millions of dollars. Job well done.
I don't think anyone would pay for that.
NASA
would not pay for
NASA
that.
NASA totally would. You know, there's some...
the U.S. government would not allow taxpayer money to be spent on a dumbass question like that. And second of all, I'm sure it has already been tested when some astronaut got cut.
Are you sure, Mitchell? We don't. We could possibly get an eccentric billionaire to loan us a couple mil.
You mean Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk?
Yeah. It's like whatever young eccentric billionaire is just going to invest wildly and hope for the best. I mean, they haven't been wrong yet, Mitchell. This will be an important discovery.
Oh, well. They're busy commercializing space travel lately.
That's true. Elon Musk is trying to do that.
I'm sure. No, because they haven't had any real, like, astronaut human launches. It's just shuttles.
But he still wants to. He still wants to invest in all that. Because he's Elon Musk.
He's got tunnels to dig, Haley.
Tunnels to dig to where?
To fix traffic.
Is that what his idea is? To dig tunnels and be like, eh.
He literally has a company called Boring Tunnel Company.
Why? No, I'm so confused. Okay, this is like, what the fuck is this?
He was sitting in traffic one day and
he's
like,
you know what would fix this? Tunnels?
Basically.
That won't fix shit!
Why not?
Because then the tunnels will just get traffic.
Yeah, but it's not just tunnels. It's tunnels and regular highways.
That sounds stupid. And then all of a sudden there'll be a cave-in. People will be dead and be like, oh man, the 409 is all blocked up now because them tunnels dead.
Why are you using California?
I don't know. That was the first one that popped into my head. California will definitely be the place to have tunnels. Is he not building tunnels over there right now?
I don't know about right this second.
But that's like his main ground, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's going to be some tunnels in the 401. And then they're going to collapse and people are going to be dead. And then you're going to sit in traffic for an hour and be like, oh, man.
So pessimistic.
Same shit, Mitchell. Same shit.
They have science now, Haley. Maybe you should read about it.
What are you talking about? There's still plenty of, like, mining accidents that happen that are like, oh, here's a tunnel collapse. Darn, science didn't fix this one.
Probably could have. They didn't science enough. Not like in life, where they science the shit out of stuff.
They scienced too much in life. Too much. Maybe they shouldn't have been like, oh, let's bring this crazy thing back to life with a fucking stun stick.
This thing we have no idea what it does or capable.
What did they name it?
Calvin?
Calvin.
The school children named it Calvin.
Calvin. You know what he looked like? Well, not he. I don't know. It's a fucking alien. Calvin looked like an alien from Alien, like a xenomorph, combined with the Venus flytrap from Little Shop of Horror.
I've never seen Little Shop of Horror.
Mitchell needs to see more movies.
I've seen movies.
What about she got the character you have to get emotionally invested in before he dies?
Well, I mean, that's every movie.
Oh, I know that, but we have one of those still. You gotta point them out. Because all of a sudden you're like, you know what's really good writing? This guy just had a baby. Literally, newborn.
Well, it's either they have kids, or, well, it's just that they have kids.
Yeah,
no, nobody else in that ship said that they had kids. It was
children.
Just the one guy.
Seriously, all of a sudden he has a newborn baby. Guess what? He's gonna die. Well, they all technically die.
It was the same exact thing with Kong.
Seriously, they're like...
The only guy mentioned having kids.
Is, of course, the one who dies. His horrible death alone, too. It's not even like, oh, he's with his friends. He's in a fucking forest alone and is dead. And he leaves a goddamn letter to his friend, like his children, all these letters that he's written. Now we're getting off topic.
Dear Billy.
Like, it's terrible. He was like, I'm all ready to go back home to my kids after the war. And guess what? Some motherfuckers had to come and be like, let's go look at this island.
Well, it's technically Samuel Jackson's fault. Because he was like, let's go look at this island because I don't know how to deal with war ending.
It's everyone's fault. Well, him and what's his face?
John Goodman,
thank you. Both their faults.
But then we saw on Saturday with our dad, who is above the age of 50.
He's 57, Mitchell.
Above the age of 50. That is what I said.
We don't know our own dad's age. I'm gonna tell him that.
Okay, whatever. He's 56?
57.
I just said
he's 57,
I wasn't
Mitchell.
Paying,
oh my god,
attention.
It's so bad.
So he's 1 year plus 30 older than me.
Oh, good lord. Anyway.
That's how I'll remember it from now on.
We
saw
this movie.
Going in style.
Because it's an old man movie, and he's an old man, so we really wanted to see it.
About the old man robbing a bank.
about old men robbing a bank. That was, well, they really got fucked over, man. They got no pension. They were, like, out of jobs. And they were like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to die in the next couple years anyway. Let's rob a bank.
You know, as old people do.
As old people do.
Little known FBI fact, most bank robberies are committed by people over the age of 60.
Look, if they are allowed to order the potato pancakes at Denny's, they probably are able to rob a bank.
You mean allowed?
Well, it's like, that's on their 55 plus menu at Denny's.
You can only get potato pancakes if you're 55 plus at Denny's?
No, but I'm saying, it's the only place on that menu that has potato pancakes. It is on their 55 plus side. You flip it over and there's all the stuff, 55 plus, and on the potato pancakes.
You're delirious. You need to go take cold medicine. Get over whatever this is you have.
It's not my fault, I swear. And I'm not delirious. I know what I'm talking about.
Delirious.
When's the last time you went to Denny's and was like, I want a potato pancake. Oh, darn. And
Haley got hashtag movie drunk again.
It wasn't even movie drunk.
Hashtag quality time with dad.
Hashtag movie drunk. Hashtag quality time with dad.
Hashtag the sequel.
The sequel. Because this has happened. Well, the first time I was actually movie drunk, I got fucking shit-faced. Well, not shit-faced. I was pretty damn hammered on that whole glass of fucking, like, bottle of champagne that I had.
Was it a glass or a bottle,
Haley? It was a bottle. It was, straighten things out. Essentially 3/4 of a bottle.
Inside of a fancy pitcher.
Super fancy. They gave me a strawberry and everything. Well, let me set the scene here. We get in line, and Dad's making conversation with the lady behind us.
He was?
Yes, because he was talking to this lady who had 3 children with her, and they were going to see the Smurfs.
Well, duh.
Obviously. And the parents were very excited, because they're like, oh my gosh, this cartoon, this is what I grew up on. And the kids had zero idea what the Smurfs were. They could not give 2 shits. They were just going to see colorful cartoons dance around on the screen.
The parents were all nostalgic.
Yes. Dad has no idea the Smurfs movie's out. And then we go, and we get, he got a Corona, and I got a spicy, which is an icy with a shot of whatever liquor in it that you wanted.
Pretty sure it was rum.
It was rum, because I got the rum one. But they had vodka, they had whatever pina colada stuff, I don't know. But they had a lot of them, and it was pretty delicious.
Gross.
Not gross. Pretty good.
Super gross.
Pretty solid. They did not have their doubles, though, anymore, which was slightly disappointing.
Then you would have gotten movie drunk.
A little bit more than I was.
Instead of just movie tipsy.
It wasn't even real tipsy.
Like, instead of just movie buzzed.
I got, like, warm in the cheeks for about 10 minutes, and then it wore off.
Movie warm in the cheeks.
Movie warm in the cheeks. And then I ate popcorn, and then I was like, okay, I'm good. Anyway. But going in style. Much better. I mean, not much better, but it was better than I expected.
Better than expected.
Yeah. You see, those were movies where you're like, yes, I want to get real invested in these characters. These 2 little old men are getting screwed over in life. And then they're like, well, I gotta be there for my family. And then another guy's like, well, I just play the sax, but now I got this lady chick on the side, which is kind of cool. And then they're like, yes, let's rob him.
No, he got pissed off for some other reason. It wasn't because of his lady chick.
Why did he get pissed off?
I forget. What happened?
Because I know remember. He wasn't on their side. And then someone said something to him, didn't they?
Something like that.
We need to remember.
It doesn't matter.
We need to start taking notes during these movies.
Nobody's listening for the plot of the movies.
But it's for us, because we can have a more full conversation, right? Shaking your head. But yeah, that one was pretty good. Where is that little girl from? That teenage girl?
I don't know.
What freaking movie is she from? Because I know, like, I can picture her in my head, and she's just crying profusely. She's like, no, I don't want to go somewhere.
I remember that. I do recognize her from somewhere.
She's from a movie where she had to cry profusely. I can tell you that right now. But I don't know where, and I have not looked it up since Saturday.
Okay, then. Not really much to say about going in style, though.
I did like the twist, sort of, at the end. Like, how they went about the bank robbery, and then how they went about not getting caught with the little girl and the doll. And she totally, like, not winked, obviously, because the FBI was standing right there. But mentally winked at Morgan Freeman, and then fucking, like, bro-nodded at his granddaughter as she walked down the hall. That was a fantastic moment. She was like, no, no, you good, Grandpa, you good. Take your money. That was it. That's so cute. Like, I love it. It was adorable. She
Haley,
peace signed out of there.
Haley spoiling everything. Love. Just so you guys know, Haley will be the one who spoils everything.
It's a fucking movie podcast. We need to talk about something. If these people have not seen these movies yet, maybe they shouldn't be clicking on them links to be like, hey, let's listen to the people talk about this movie in particular.
All right, everybody. Send all your angry email about spoilers.
Fucking come at me.
To Haley at cinemasiblings.com.
We got our warnings up.
Shh. Stop talking. I'm trying to give people the information so they can tweet or send emails angrily at you.
Fine, whatever.
We're at Cinema Siblings on Twitter and the Cinema Siblings at cinemasiblings.com. And you can also do Haley at cinemasiblings.com or Mitchell at cinemasiblings.com.
Mitchell just fucking made all the goddamn email addresses.
It's all on the website. Go look at it.
Because we are so official now.
If you want, you can rate and review us on wherever you get podcasts. If not, whatever. I don't care.
Not whatever, Mitchell. We need people to rate and review so they...
Gotta be nonchalant about it, Haley.
We don't care at all. We do this for our health.
Rate and review. Please. Please do it.
Obviously, it's not for our health. I feel real shitty.
And then the other movie we saw...
Zookeeper's Wife?
Zookeeper's Wife with Mom. It was a parents' movie weekend.
It was a parents' movie weekend. I didn't even realize that.
Really?
No, not in that, like, context. I realized we saw a movie with Dad, and then I realized we saw a movie with Mom, but I did not put it in the context of parents' weekend at the movies. I'm just saying.
I feel like The Zookeeper's Wife was the worst movie we saw this weekend.
Seriously?
I didn't. I mean, it was fine.
It was good.
It was fine.
It was obviously it's a downer movie because it's about World War II, but I thought it was pretty well done.
I feel like there's better bad history movies.
Better bad history movies?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like, where they're like, this happened in our history, this is so horrible.
Oh, so you mean the context of that history is bad? Not that all the movies are bad.
No.
Okay. Well, bad history movie implies it's a bad movie about history.
Oh, it's a history. I mean, a movie about bad history.
It's a movie about bad history. Well, yes, there are better ones, because, I mean, how many movies about World War II are there?
Yes.
But this one, like obviously World War II is a terrible thing that happened, but this one was so fucking upsetting.
Why?
Well, first of all, it's rated PG-13.
Oh.
Which...
Why is that upsetting?
It's upsetting because they had, well, not even so much like, oh, the sexual, well, not even sexual. They had one boob shot, whatever.
It was like two boobs.
It was like a boob and a half. It was full nipple and then not nipple.
Who knows? PG-13 people are like, ooh, nipple.
As long as you do one nipple and not two nipple, you can still get that PG-13 rating.
Apparently.
But anyway,
it was 13-year-old boys who went to go see The Zookeeper's Wife.
All of a sudden, everything's much stickier.
We're pleasantly surprised.
That would be so weird. But
made it real graphic, Haley.
Oh my god, you're the one who brought up all these... Whatever. Anyway. It was super upsetting because, like, the graphic nature of those animals dying at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot.
Haley's like, real attached to her animals.
Obviously, but they were, like they were very visually like.
That was probably the most upsetting thing about that movie.
Because the zebras, like, running around with, like, all sorts of wounds and stuff, and then they had to clean up all the dead animals at the end, and that was the horrible fucking...
Like, it would have sucked if they showed how they got rid of that giant-ass elephant.
Oh my gosh, well, they have to shoot the elephant and all that? Like, it was terrible. It was horrible. But then the scene with the girl in the ghetto who gets taken by the fucking soldiers?
Yeah, that was
like,
pretty bad.
There was no obvious, like, this is, like, action. But then they fucking showed the goddamn, like, after effects, and she was real fucked up and bloody. Like, that was the most graphic, like, after fucking rape scene ever.
Ever?
Well, not ever, but that I've seen in a very long time. For a PG-13 movie, I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, Mom grabbed my arm and everything. It was so disturbing. And obviously, it's to make a point.
I think the ending probably spoiled it for me.
What do you mean? Because
she was a dumb bitch in the ending. Let me go see this Nazi about getting my rebel husband out of prison who wants to bone me. And hates my husband because he can't bone me because I have a husband. Maybe he'll help my husband.
I don't know. that was a little, yeah, that was slightly irritating.
Like, that was like, super irritating to me.
Like, you just want to be like, just go away with your family. Like, come back when
you mean what late. She should have done in the beginning, like her husband suggested?
I mean, I guess, but then they wouldn't have helped all these people.
Yeah, but maybe her husband would have, anyways.
Maybe, that's true, but they wouldn't, like, because she totally...
Because he was like, fuck them Nazis.
Well, obviously, everyone's like, fuck them Nazis, so they should be, just shooting them up, get rid of them. But the whole point of her staying there was her being able to still help and not make it so obvious what they were doing.
That was not the point of her staying there.
No, but it was a good thing that she did.
It made things less obvious, yes.
Yes, later on, obviously she...
And then if she wasn't there, who would have played the piano to tell them it was safe?
Oh my goodness. Mitchell, like, it's not even... Like, I don't know how much of this, like, obvious story has been cinematically changed and what's real life. But the only thing that really didn't make sense was her being like, I need to go see if my husband's still alive because this Nazi will totally tell me if I dress up all sexy.
That was the worst part of that movie.
Oh, and it was just uncomfortable. It
probably ruined the entire thing for
me. And then like, so much force, so much force.
But overall, I felt like compared to other movies about that history, seeing as I have to clarify that, it did not have as much... I don't know if it's like emotional gravitas, but it did not pull me in.
I think
emotionally to the characters as much as other movies.
I could see that. I think this is one of the only like World War II based movies that I've seen and I haven't fully cried in. Because normally I'm like bawling my eyes out because this shit's horrible. What's your now? I have to obviously ask. What's your favorite bad history movie then?
That I can think of right now?
Yes, right now.
Free State of Jones. That made me so fucking angry.
I didn't see that one, so I can't
I know, say. Me and Mom saw it because Matthew McConaughey was in it.
Obviously Matthew McConaughey. Mom's favorite.
Mom's favorite is Matthew McConaughey. But it just... I was so angry after that movie because of stupid-ass America in the South and slavery. And it's the worst.
It is the worst.
And it made me so mad at people...
Have done this to other human beings in our history.
Pretty much.
I don't even need to. I mean, obviously, I should probably see it.
It was good.
Yeah.
But that was the one I can remember right now that made me real. I mean, even after I left, I was like, fuck, that. I fucking hate it. Stupid Southern ass slavery motherfuckers.
I mean,. Some people north weren't that great until a little bit later. Shit's still happening. Everything sucks still. Oh, wait. Can we talk about life again for a second?
I guess.
Okay, because we totally did not talk about the whole fire and space thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's an important point to bring up.
There was so much fire in space, and I know for almost a fact that they do not allow fire in space.
I don't know, Mitchell. I think that should be another elementary school thing that we should bring up to them.
To see how an open flame does in space.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Well, not really fire in actual space, but fire in places in space, where humans are in space.
That is very pressure sensitive.
And oxygen.
Oxygen fire spread and just fucking murder everyone.
And explodes.
Lots of explosions. Instead of just setting off the goddamn, like,
I guess,
air conditioner smoke filter thing.
I guess it was their fire suppressant thing.
I don't know.
Which I don't know if actually exists. I wonder if that exists.
Hey, NASA, you got a fire stick up there? You got some fire gun? How many weapons? How many weapons you got on the space station?
It was an incinerator. And my question was, are there fires? Is there a fire extinguisher suppressant type system?
So if the fire gets too out of hand, they can throw non-fire at it?
They can suck it out.
Like into space? Fire into space?
No, they suck the air out of the room.
Oh, I'm thinking you're like backing fire out into space.
No, I just pressurize it more and cause an explosion.
Look, I understand. Like mentally, I pictured them sucking fire out into space.
Plus, and I'm pretty sure
fire is there, and then it just goes out. Because obviously fire can't survive in space. But it was a great mental image, okay?
Also, it seemed like there were way too many openings in that
in the space station. For this, this weird creature to get into.
Yes.
I don't know how space station work, but I'm pretty sure if you can slither into a lot of stuff, it's not that great.
Way too many openings to the outside.
It would explode so bad.
I don't think it would explode.
Depressurize, and then everyone would suffocate.
I guess.
That sounds better.
I don't really know how the space station or space works very well.
See, we need to make a list about things that ask astronauts when we obviously see them.
Hashtag not scientists.
Hashtag astronauts. The important questions of what happens if everything is not covered up?
Covered up.
Close.
Haley sucks at asking astronaut scientists.
I want to ask them alien questions about how many aliens they kill per year, because obviously there's a lot.
How many aliens per capita per year do you guys kill?
Look, if they have all these alien space weapons, like fire sticks in their space station, they got
an incinerator.
An incinerator.
And they do not have that.
Well, if they do, they obviously use it to kill aliens.
The incinerator that they use is called Earth's atmosphere. And they just shove anything they want to incinerate into that.
Into Earth's atmosphere. Like, that's it. That's the trash compartment.
I'm pretty sure it literally is, because everything just burns up on reentry.
Almost everything, as long as it's not a giant asteroid.
Yes, obviously. Yes. If it's too big, it doesn't.
Yes, some of it does.
As Armageddon taught us, which I have not seen all of.
I haven't seen any of it, I don't think.
I've only seen bits and pieces.
I don't know. Wait, is that what that Armageddon's about? Lots of asteroids coming and smashing into Earth?
Yeah.
And then, and then
there's the one big asteroid that Bruce Willis and his oil crew have to go destroy.
Yeah. Where they're like, you know what's easier? Teaching engineers how to be astronauts?
No.
Or is it astronauts into engineers? Or whatever.
You are horrible at this.
I can't remember.
They were part of an oil rig, Haley. They were not engineers.
That was it? Their job is to stand there and make sure oil comes up from the tube, and they were like, let's ship them off into space.
Yes.
They'll take care of this
problem. They basically took Mark Wahlberg and his crew from Deepwater Horizon.
And put them in the fucking space station to be like, save the rest of the world.
Well, they trained them.
For how long? Like a week? Oh, I'm going to say a week.
I think it was a week.
Like less than a week?
No, more than a week. It was like months. I don't know if we're talking about Armageddon or Deep Impact, though. There's two asteroid movies.
I want to say it's Armageddon. That's the one with everyone, right? Like all the famous people are in Armageddon.
I guess.
It's the one where they have to, like, Bruce Willis is with a lot of famous people,
well,
right?
Ben Affleck, I think.
Yeah, this is Armageddon.
And Steve Buscemi.
I'm pretty sure everyone.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh my goodness. For life, I don't know if you've seen any of the interviews.
Uh-huh.
But it was so cute. My favorite moment in one of these interviews was someone asked Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal, was the best thing about filming this constantly being able to wear socks? And their faces light up because they did not think of this. And they were like, oh my god, yes. It was the best thing.
I hate wearing socks.
But compared to, like, if you're filming a movie and you gotta wear shoes constantly, you'd be nice and comfy in socks. If you watch that movie, because I saw that interview before I watched the movie, I was constantly looking at their feet to see these nice little cozy socks on their toes.
Then how come you didn't notice the alien on the guy's leg?
Because it was hidden, and he didn't even notice it, obviously.
That's
because
he was paralyzed.
He was paralyzed. That alien's smart as shit.
Spoilers.
He could not feel his legs, and all of a sudden, alien attached, gonna suck out the juices. It was fantastic. It was so good. Poor paralyzed guy.
So, what did we learn at the movies this week?
I learned that Nazis are still bad. Even Nazis that love animals are bad. Doesn't matter how much you love animals, you're still a fucking Nazi.
Well, he did want to do some pretty Nazi things to animals.
To these animals? Yes, he did. And then he was like, oh, let's just kill all the animals. You guys can't take care of them. Or let me steal all your awesome animals. Go fuck yourself, Nazi asshole. Ugh, bastards. All of them. Fucking Nazis.
And then we learned if you're a cool old dude who has a grandpa, a little girl who also has a grandpa won't rat you out.
For real, you got that grandpa, granddaughter, like, silent agreement involved where grandchildren can never sell out grandpas, no matter who they are.
Unless they were total dicks, probably. Like, if he was not a nice guy, she'd been like,
Fuck you, fuck old
you.
Man.
You don't remind me of my sweet old grandpa. Go suck a dick.
Fuck you, old Except man. You're like, going to prison.
You're going to prison. And then in life, if you go into space, there's a 90% chance there's aliens. And they'll probably kill you.
And whatever you do, don't revive them.
Don't revive them. Seriously. If the alien's dead, is dead for a reason, don't try and bring it back to life.
Or if it survives space and is in stasis, don't bring it back to life. Don't try and bring it back to life.
Let's just not bring aliens back to life.
It's probably a very hardy organism, and we'll fuck you up.
We'll fuck you up so bad. Also, if your whole plan to get rid of this alien is to shoot off into space, you don't need to wait around and make sure your fucking other friend is also shooting off into space at the same time. Just shoot off into space. You're good. Don't run into each other. You're fucking good. Or guess
your
what?
Job is to get the alien into space,
so
not
shoot
to
off into space.
Not to make sure the other person.
Seriously, she's a big girl. She'll take care
gets
of herself.
Back to Earth.
Now guess what, Jake Gyllenhaal? Aliens on Earth, and you're dead. And now everyone's dead. Good job. And your lady friend's dead in space. Look what you did.
I don't know. Something weird was going on with Jake Gyllenhaal, man, from that alien. Didn't look like he was being eaten.
It looked like the alien was, like, stabilizing him for the crash, and then he was gonna, like, absorb the rest of him. It was all weirdo. What do you think's happening with that alien?
I don't know. I heard somewhere where it would be awesome if life was, like, a prequel to the Venom movie Sony is making.
Jake Gyllenhaal comes back as fucking Venom?
Yeah, that would be real cool.
That would be boss as hell. That would be amazing.
If this crazy alien is actually a symbiote.
I also thought, like, because it held all the weird tentacles and was, like, grabbing onto people, Starro for the DC world.
What?
Except it wasn't grabbing people's faces and, like, mind-controlling them.
I have no idea what
you don't know who Starro is?
No.
Oh my god, Mitchell. He's the giant starfish who sucks onto people's faces.
Oh my god! The only thing I know of him is from Robot Chicken, so...
Giant starfish sucks onto people's faces, controls their brains, takes over the world.
So dumb. Here.
Look.
Try on this hat I got you.
Oh, thanks, Hermie. Wait a second. Just stick to a garlic shampoo. That's the alien's weakness. Garlic shampoo. Hashtag alien weakness, garlic shampoo.
What about all the other aliens?
That's all of them. All of them garlic shampoo. Defeat everything. Guess what they didn't have in life? Garlic shampoo. Guess what they didn't have in Alien? Garlic shampoo. Guess what would have worked on E.T.? Garlic shampoo.
Oh, what about evolution?
Oh shit, evolution. No, they didn't have shampoo. See? It worked. It wasn't garlic,
I don't
it was
think
shampoo.
It was garlic shampoo.
It still worked.
There's a hole in your theory.
Garlic will make it work better. Clearly all aliens are based after vampires. That's where we get the vampire myth from. Garlic, vampires, aliens. It all connects, Mitchell. It all connects. 666, Illuminati confirmed. It all connects.
Illuminati confirmed.
Illuminati confirmed.
Wait. Aliens, vampires, garlic. Three sides, triangle. Illuminati confirmed. So what are we seeing this week?
We are seeing Gifted. Super excited because, do you know what Gifted is, Mitchell? It's got Chris Evans.
I know what Gifted is.
I know, but I need to describe this to you. Gifted with Chris Evans, rugged uncle who takes care of a little girl. So you got that good dad, like, going on. He drives around in a pickup truck and he rescues cats.
He, like, gets off to the sensitive, forced father figure, rugged forced father
Doesn't
figure guy.
Doesn't need to be forced, he just needs to be a good dad. And then he takes care of animals, too? Like, it's the best thing. And it's Chris Evans.
And then it's, what's her name?
Octavia Spencer?
That's it.
Octavia Spencer.
You like her, too.
She is very good at everything she does.
She's good.
She's fantastic.
You know what her best role was?
What?
In Dinner for Schmucks. Pretty sure that's what it was called.
I don't remember her being in that movie.
You don't?
I don't remember most of that movie.
She played the lady who said that she could read...
Oh,
I don't know if what...
The animal, psychic or
yes,
something?
And she read The Dead Lobster's Mind.
No shit.
Or something like that.
I have not seen that movie. We saw that movie in fucking theaters.
Greatest role ever.
Oh my god. Not her, you know,
nope.
Academy winning for
that
the
one.
Help and all that. No,
that
no,
one.
That one. That one's it.
She was robbed at the Oscars that year.
For fucking dinner with schmucks?
Dinner for schmucks.
Dinner Harry. For schmucks.
I'm
whatever.
Pretty sure it's for schmucks.
Oh my god. We have to go, obviously, go see Boss Baby.
We'll probably see that either Sunday or Friday.
Friday. And then our third
possibly,
spot.
Possibly Smurfs.
Possibly Smurfs, whichever works. But
depends on, I'm going to check, depends on what they're playing at the Indie Theater.
Okay.
We might go see some foreign movie.
Okay, Your Name, the Funimation, the anime movie came out. I don't know if you've seen anything for it, but it's supposed to be really good. It's playing at the
Your
AMC.
Name?
Your Name, period.
I thought you were talking about my actual name.
No. It's called Your Name.
I was like,
period.
Your Name, the anime? I was like, what?
Mitchell, the anime?
I was very confused.
No, that's planning. So.
I vaguely know something about that.
Okay. Well, it looks good.
I vaguely remember hearing the name somewhere.
Vaguely.
I know nothing about it.
Vaguely.
But it'll probably be good.
Anyway, that's all I can think of right now. That's what I've looked up.
I'll look other stuff.
Cool.
Well, that's it for this episode of Cinema Siblings. Sorry if you don't like spoilers.
We're gonna put a fucking warning at the beginning, Mitchell. There better be a warning. Yeah. People have better been warned about this.
Yeah.
Don't name me. People need to be warned.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Please. Please, for the love of God, put fucking spoiler warning at the beginning of this.
Send your angry emails to Haley@cinemasiblings.com.
Look, I might be talking about the spoilers, but Mitchell's the jerk who's not putting a warning at the beginning of this.
That's not true. Haley's the one who uploads and has the podcast.
No. Haley is the one who got everything, so Mitchell does all the editing. No. This is true. Don't let him lie to you.
It's not true.
It's true.
It's not true.
Shush, Mitchell.
I'm Mitchell.
I'm Haley.
And don't forget to stay for the sting.
Stay for the sting.
And then, as Chief Brody and the other guy paddle away after the end of Jaws, a fin comes up out of the water, a baby shark fin, and then the word fin? Comes up on the screen.